The Oregon militants will soon be inside a federal courtroom, but their hearings probably won't be televised. Federal court is one place that cameras have never officially been allowed. But 4 years ago, some courts quietly started a pilot program to allow video recording in some cases. And now a group of federal judges headed by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts must decide whether the cameras will continue to roll. Amy Radel from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports from Seattle.
In a federal courtroom in Seattle, Judge James Robart made it clear he was not happy about the city of Seattle's plan to pass police reform legislation. He said the proposed legislation would violate the terms of a settlement between the Justice Department and the city, a settlement he oversees.
You don't get to unilaterally change the settlement agreement without bringing it back here. And I am very upset and frustrated that you've engaged in this kind of behavior.
You can hear the emotion in the judge's voice, and that's what was remarkable about this moment. It was recorded. Cameras and microphones would normally not be allowed in this courtroom. But over the past few years, 14 district courts around the country, including one in Seattle, have been conducting a pilot program in which some civil cases are recorded and posted online.
Court for the Western District of Washington is now in session. The Honorable Robert S. Lasnik presiding.
Judge Robart's colleague, U.S. District Judge Robert Lasnik, says Seattle's federal bench supports the use of cameras in the courtrooms. He says that may be because many judges come from the local Superior Court where cameras are common.
We know that they're easily accommodated in modern times and reflect very well, for the most part, on the judiciary to show that we are doing a good job.
The jury on cameras in federal courts is still out. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is one of the most open. Lasnik says that court provides live streaming of its oral arguments. But beyond that,
at the highest levels of the federal judiciary, which is the United States Supreme Court, there is extreme opposition to cameras in their court, and a fear that it will affect the fairness of the federal trials in our court.
U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts heads up the 27 federal judges known as the Judicial Conference. This spring, that group will decide whether to continue or curtail the use of cameras in federal district court. Lasnik says Roberts' opinion will cast a big shadow.
He's only one vote, but let's face it, in that situation, we all look to the Chief Justice as the leader of the federal judiciary for leadership and guidance.
Justice Roberts has said publicly he's anxious to see the results of the pilot project, but that he's concerned about the impact of cameras. Speaking on C-SPAN in 2011, Roberts noted the court's innovations in supplying transcripts and audio recordings.
So we are moving in a particular direction. Cameras present all sorts of challenges that these other areas don't.
That concern goes beyond the U.S. Supreme Court. In the Federal District Court pilot program, court hearings were only recorded with the consent of both parties to each case, and that consent was rare. Steve Rummage is a Seattle attorney who defends corporate clients in class action suits. He explains why none of his clients wanted their cases recorded.
So I think a lot of them, you know, are concerned about the whole idea of having, if you will, their dirty laundry or anybody's dirty laundry put online for viewing by folks. And so their visceral reaction often is, you know, I'm comfortable doing it the way we've always done it, which is without a camera in the courtroom.
One concern about cameras is intimidation of witnesses and jurors. For this reason, the experiment applied to civil cases only, no criminal cases. Jurors' faces were never shown. In general, Rummage supports the cameras. He frequently streams live coverage of the Washington State Supreme Court, and he's sent links to his own court appearances as calling cards to other clients. Judge Lasnik says a recent review of the pilot by the Federal Judicial Center is largely positive. A previous pilot in the early 90s also went smoothly, he says, but then came a trial in 1995 that caught the world's attention.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section.
The big setback for cameras in the courtroom was the O.J. Simpson case. But even there, I think it's better people saw what a travesty the trial was and how weak the trial judge was.
Judge Lasnik says the Simpson trial sparked a backlash against cameras. And this recent pilot is the first time federal district courts have considered them since then. A year into the pilot, the collected videos nationwide had been viewed more than 100,000 times. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Radel.